This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Shall it be that this beautiful land will again experience the oppression of one by another?
People of power, good morning. 9:10 on this beautiful public holiday. It's quite beautiful because the roads are nice and easy. The skies are blue. The temperature is what? The temperature is right. What a time to be alive. What a touch. And indeed, this morning we, you know, commemorating 45 years since June 16, 1976. Really, starting off on that question, what is it that we have done? Isono Sethu yini? Can we continue to ask these questions even today? We often talk about how much we don't have political freedom. I mean, how much we don't have economic freedom, but rather we have political freedom. But have we utilized the political instruments at our disposal to unlock the economic freedom? Or have we just been caught up in a spiral of contestation about the future of our country, about the direction that we should take? Why is it seemingly that we don't have a united outlook on the pathways to economic development, to economic freedom, to economic emancipation, and to build that really, and I like making this distinction in liberation history and theory, because I think it's an important one, but sometimes people tend to think it's a cosmetic one. As one strand of the liberation movement spoke about, you know, a non-sexist, non-racial, prosperous South Africa that they were aspiring towards. The other one was talking about a non-sexist, non-racial, and egalitarian South Africa that they were aspiring towards. Now, the distinction between prosperous and egalitarian for me is quite illuminating and very important. In fact, there are various things that come to mind. When you think about prosperity, it seems like there are nice flashes and lights that come by, and you are thinking of, you know, a glamorous type of upward mobility. But when you talk about egalitarian, you talk about an economic theory and system that is equitable. You are thinking about everybody getting a fair share in the economy. You are thinking about breaking down the monopolies. You are thinking about, you know, making sure that everybody has an opportunity to own something and to feel as if they belong, not only out of representation, but out of having a material stake. I mean, and then if you look at some economists like Prof. Zamagni in Italy, they talk about the civic economy and how that economy must be embedded in the, you know, social structures that we have and make sure that people are owning. And this is why sometimes I have a problem with the term state capture, because initially my understanding of the term state capture would that, you know, various political actors have an interest to capture the state and infuse in the state their own ideology. And so at some point, the socialists, the Marxists, the communists used to say the working class must capture the state and, you know, command the heights of power, the levers of power, and also command, you know, the production forces in society. So this morning, it's really in that note that we start off with that song, Senzenina, what have we done? What should we theme this June 16, 2021? 45 years on, have the struggles changed? Has the texture of you know, frustration, the texture of oppression that is visited, particularly upon young people, has it changed? I mean, I caught a glimpse of a chat on Power Breakfast this morning, TT, there talking about, you know, some of the stereotypes that we use, saying that the youth is a ticking time bomb, saying that the youth is a lost generation. And we talk about these things so openly and easily without necessarily understanding the possible impact that they might have in the future of young people, or in the psyche of young people, or in the society's imagination of young people. And that's why you get some people saying that young people in South Africa are lazy. You get some people saying that young people in South Africa have a mentality of entitlement. And really, are these true representations of what is happening in our country? And what have we done, honestly speaking? And yes, we may still own that position of being oppressed, and that position where our skin color still determines a lot of things. It still determines how police treat us on the streets. It still determines how our fellow brothers and sisters are suspicious of us when we walk past each other in the night. In fact, even we would cross, you know, across the road just so that I don't bump into this guy because I don't trust him. Somebody would once made an interesting observation and said, in South Africa, irrespective of how much money you have, a white beggar still has probably a greater, you know, sense of being respected in terms of their body than a black millionaire. And that's really because of how things, I mean, imagine how many times President Barack Obama had to apologize to quite prominent black Americans during his tenure because they were stopped by the police, they were harassed. It didn't matter whether you were Tyler Perry or Professor Fuka or whoever, they just stopped you and harassed you because of your skin color. But we spoke yesterday, I think, if I'm not mistaken, about racism and what can we do about it. But I think today is to say these two tensions in liberation theory, to build a prosperous society versus to build an egalitarian society. How do we tackle these, and what ideology should guide us as we chase that economic freedom. And as we chase that economic freedom, I'm always reminded of the work of Henrik Fromm, who writes in his book, The Sane Society. And he says, well, we can talk about this economic freedom, but do we ask the question, once people attain this economic freedom, what happens to their spirituality? What happens to their social bonds? What happens to their social capital? How does the economic freedom disrupt some of the social arrangements that make society livable, safe, and, you know, full of opportunities for everybody today? So when we talk about economic freedom, how do we think of holistic development? But today, I know it's nice and easy, your side of the world, probably laid back because it's a public holiday, but do join us on 0861-987-000 to be in conversation with us and tell us, what does this day mean to you? Is it just a public holiday that has lost meaning in terms of its politics, in terms of its political thought, in terms of its activism, in terms of its patriotism, in terms of its conviction, in terms of, you know, the vigor and the honesty, the sincerity, the compassion, the love with which those who came before us in 1976 pursued the struggle. And I mean, I'm also reminded of Che Guevara today, who says, if you tremble with indignation at the sight of injustice, then you are my comrade.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.